At the meeting of the 15-member body Tuesday morning, the first items on the agenda were two resolutions concerning the threats to international peace and security caused by terrorism.
The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2161, 2014.
The first of the two resolutions harshly condemned terrorist activities such as kidnapping for ransom, the killing of civilians, and the destruction of property, all of which are currently being carried out by Al-Qaeda-linked groups in Syria, as well as ISIL in Iraq. In Geneva, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke about the situation in Syria, where Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists, backed by the United States and Saudi Arabia, are engaged in a campaign of violence against the government.
In Syria, I'm disheartened that the conflict is now raging into its fourth year. Syrians continue to endure appalling suffering, as documented by the latest report of the Commission of Inquiry that will be presented later today to the Human Rights Council. It is imperative that all regional actors and all those with influence over the Syrian parties work together in favor of a peaceful and political solution.
Bill Doris, political analyst of the International League of People's Struggles, says that the support for Al-Qaeda-linked groups in Syria is part of a strategy by the U.S. and Israel for control of the region.
The United States, the politicians in Washington and the generals in the Pentagon want to create a sectarian war over the entire Middle East region. They want to do that for the purpose of regaining the monopoly that U.S. oil companies once had on the world energy market.
The unanimously passed resolution reflects a growing sentiment against terrorism as world leaders discuss a response to the crisis of violence in Iraq, Syria, and elsewhere. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.